kodwa ke olubandayo.
Days are never the same.
Insuku ngeke zise sifane.
Sometimes they're hot.
Isikhathi kuyashisa.
Then people complain.
Abantu bakhala.
When it's cold, people complain.
Makubanda abantu bayakhala futhi.
The children of the Lord shouldn't be like that.
Kodwa ke nokho abantwana baNkulunkulu.
And that's why we are thankful for such a beautiful, clear morning.
Akumele babe njalo, ngakho siyabonga, siyajabula ukuthi sibone kusile ngalendlela.
We like to greet everybody this morning, wherever you are across the world, wo ihr auch euch befindet. Der liebe Gott segne euch und sei mit euch.
Sithanda ukunibingelela nonke ekuseni kwiindawo ngeendawo lapho nikhona.
The Lord bless you and strengthen you and give you what you need and grant what you need for this week ahead.
Nkulunkulu anibusise abakanye nani aniphe konke nikudingayo kuleli viki
eselikala.
Nakuzo lezi zikhathi ezinzima.
Often the most difficult times are the ones that are most blessed.
Kaningi isikhathi kuyizona ezibuka zinzima yizwe isikhathi ezibusekile.
Now there was something on my heart I said I'd like to do this morning.
Kukhona obekusenhlizweni yami ngithe ngithanda ukuba ngikwenze namhlanje.
We don't see each other, people outside the mission.
Asibonani nabantu abangaphandle kwala emagcekeni
ase mission. I had a phone call from Baba Skakane.
Kodwa kulezi insuku ngithole ucingo ngishayelwa uBaba Skakane.
I was touched.
Ngathinte.
And this morning I'd like ngifuna ukubingelela Baba Skakane. Asinkohlanga. Siyanthanda maNkulunkulu esigcinile sophinda sibonana.
I would just like to pass greetings to him this morning and say we love you, we miss you, and God willing we'll meet again.
Qinisana amadolo yonke into egcineni uNkulunkulu uzosiphumelelisa.
And be strong, and we trust that at the end the Lord will help us that we can prosper.
And the second person,
Muntu Esibili,
I'd like to wish Uncle Ernie Engelbrecht a blessed, happy birthday.
Ngithanda ukuba ngifisele ubaba waseWardburg, ubaba Ernie Engelbrecht, usuku lokuzalwa olubusekile.
I know it's not usually done.
Ngiyazi ukuthi akujwayele ukuthi kwenziwe ngale
ndlela. If you respect older people, you forgive me for doing it.
Kodwa ke ningixolele ukuthi ngikwenze ngalendlela ngenxa yokubahlonipha abantu abadala.
And we wish both of them many years and that God might still use them.
Bobabili sibafisela iminyaka eminingi uNkulunkulu abagcine futhi aqhubeke abasebenzise.
It's grace. It's a wonderful thing when God keeps his children through heartache, difficulties, and they reach such an age having stood for the truth.
Kumusa kwinto isimanga uNkulunkulu ebagcina abantwana bakhe bedabule kokukhulu bedlule ebunzimeni abagcine baze bafike kuleminyaka.
When everybody even goes against them, when they have to turn their back on their own families, and yet they've stood.
Lapho bonke abantu bemelana nabo kuze kuphoqose isikhathi ukuthi baflathele ngisho imindeni yabo, kodwa nokho uNkulunkulu abagcina.
This morning, before we pray, I'd like us to look at a book that is very well known and a story that is very, very well known.
Singekathandazi ekuseni nje sizobheka indaba yencwadi eyaziwa kakhulu futhi nendaba esiyithola kule ncwadi indaba eyaziwayo.
And it's my prayer that as it helped me and touched my life, that it might be a blessing to you.
Kumkhuleko wami ukuthi njoba le ndaba ingibusisile yayithinta impilo yami kwangathi nakuwe futhi ngabanjalo.
Let us pray.
Asithandaze.
Our heavenly Father.
Baba wethu osezulwini.
As we stand here.
Njoba simile lapha.
We don't stand here because we want to stand here.
Asimile Nkosi ngoba siyathanda nje.
But because we are called to do it.
Kodwa ngoba Nkosi usibizile ukuba sikwenze.
And because we are called, Lord.
Ngathi sibiziwe Nkosi.
We ask you that you would do it the way you want to do it.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ukwenze ngendlela Nkosi othanda ukwenza ngayo.
We don't want to take your place.
Asithandi Nkosi ukuthatha indawo yakho.
You have your rightful place, an honored place, and we want to be your servants.
Nkosi unendawo yakho leyo ndawo ehloniphekile. Thina sithanda nje ukuba sibe yingceku zakho.
What we pray for, that we might say and do things that is on your heart.
Sikhulela Nkosi ukuba sikhulume senze lokho Nkosi okusenhlizweni yakho.
And the same for those that will be hearing.
Nkosi kananjalo sikhulela nalabo abazobelalela.
Lord, that you can speak to them.
Ukuba Nkosi ukhulume nabo.
That you might touch their hearts.
Thinde Nkosi inhliziyo zabo.
But although we don't see each other.
Kuthi noma Nkosi singabonani.
You see each other.
Kodwa wena Nkosi uyasibona.
You know each and every one.
Nkosi wena wazilona lo.
And because of that, we pray that you would grant each and every one what he needs.
Ngenxa yalokho Nkosi siyakhuleka sicela ukuthi kwangathi ungapha ilona lo Nkosi lokho akudingayo.
And for those that are weak,
labo Nkosi ababuthaka,
especially in their body,
ikakhulukazi ubuthaka
obusemzimbeni, we pray, Lord, that you would be with them in a special way.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuthi kwangathi ungaba kanye nabo ubabhekelele Nkosi ngendlela
ekhethekile. May they experience you carrying them in your arms.
Kwangathi Nkosi bangayizwela wena ubathwele ubaphethe ezandleni zakho.
All heartache and all which seems to be a mountain and difficult, may you carry it for them and that you would be with them.
Kuthi Nkosi konke ubuhlungu benhliziyo konke okubuya kuyintaba kubona ubathwalele khona ube kanye nabo.
And we thank you that you do it. And we thank you that you've done it. And so we know that tomorrow you'll even do it more.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ukuthi siyazi ukuthi ukwenzile. Siyazi ukuthi uzokwenza. Ngakho siyathemba futhi sazi ukuthi kusasa uyokwenza nangaphezulu.
Because that we've learned of your servant David, who said, the lion, the bear, but Goliath is the same as them.
Ngoba Nkosi siyakwazi lokho ngenceku yakho David, laphethi ngalinqoba ibhele, ngalinqoba ibhubesi, noGoliath wekunjalo ngiyakumnqoba.
Be with us, bless this morning hour.
Iba nathi Nkosi ubusise leli hora lasekuseni.
Now we pray that you would bless also your holy word.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ubusise nezwi lakho elingcwele.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning I'd like us to look at the book of Job.
Ekuseni namhlanje ngithanda ukuba sibuke incwadi kaJob.
And for those that think I run away sometimes and I don't give maybe the interpreter time, forgive me.
Kulabo abacabanga ukuthi ngibe ngigijima kakhulu.
We may be not all the same. Maybe sometimes you get carried away and you speak what's on your heart.
As funny as this card to get the good to Tatege, and my local accent is Wayne.
But I hope you understand.
Job chapter 1, we'll
read from verse
1 to 5. Now
take it. And ask the Lord to speak to you. Because you know what? We can read, we can talk. But there's so many other things which God can speak to you about it. And maybe a point which we don't even mention here. God will mention to your heart.
Manje kuthathe lokhu. Jule ngakho, zindle ngakho. Ngoba singafunda, singakhuluma. Kodwa kube khona uNkulunkulu azokhuluma kuwe. Esingakhulumanga la.
And that's a wonderful thing. When God mentions a point which wasn't even mentioned from the pulpit, that is life. That's what we seek for.
Kuyinto eyisimanga le mnandi lapho uNkulunkulu ezokhuluma nawe avuse kuwe iphuzo elingakhulunywanga nasepulpiti lokho kukhombisa ukuphila.
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, the one who feared God and abstained from and shunned evil.
Kwakukhona umuntu ezweni laseUzi ogama lakhe linguJobe. Lo muntu wayengenasici elungile, wayemesaba uNkulunkulu wabalekela okubi.
And God blessed him, and that's why we read in verse 2, there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters.
uNkulunkulu wambusisa, ingakho siyafunda la evesini lesibili ukuthiwa wazala amadodana ayisikhombisa namadodakazi amathathu.
He possessed 7,000 sheep, 5,000 camels, 400 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very great body of servants. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East.
Maybe
in short you could say he was a down-to-earth farmer. His sons used to go and feast in the house of each other on his birthday in turn, and they invited their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of their fasting were over, Job sent for them to purify and hallow them. He rose up early in the morning, offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed or disowned God in their hearts. Thus did Job at all such times.
Kwathi lapho seziphelile izinsuku zedililawo, uJobe wathuma wangcwelisa, wavuka ekuseni, wanikela ngeminikelo yokushiswa njengomumo wawo onke. Ngokuba uJobe wathi, mhlawumbe amadodana ami onile, amthukile uNkulunkulu ezinhlizweni zawo. Wenze njalo uJobe imihla yonke.
This in summary gives us, so to say, a complete picture of Job's life.
Lokhu kafushane nje kusidwebela isithombe sempilo kaJobe siphelele.
Now what was interesting, Job lived at the same time Jacob lived.
Okuyisimanga ukuthi uJobe lo waphila ngesikhathi esifanayo nesikhathi kwaphila ngaso uJakobe.
So Jacob wasn't the only man that feared God and served God with his family. God has his children at other places also.
UJakobe wayengeyedwa umuntu ekade ephile emesaba uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu wayenabo abantwana bakhe nakwezinye indawo.
And they say what Job experienced here, his affliction, happened 10 years before the death of Joseph.
Kuthiwa lokhu abhekana nakho uJobe, ukuhlupheka okungaka nobunzima kwenzeka eminyakeni eyishumi phambi kokushona kukaJoseph.
And Job passed away. The Lord took him just before the children of Israel left Egypt.
Ujobeke wayise ethathwa uNkulunkulu nje eminyakana ngaphambi kokuba abantwana bakwaIsrayeli baphume eGibhithe.
There are a few things that stand out in his life.
Ziningi izinto ezigqamayo ngempilo yakhe.
And things that when we look at them that were important for him.
Izinto esithi masizibuka sithola ukuthi bezisemqoka zibalulekile kuye.
And I like to mention the first point.
Ngithanda ukuba ngibalule ipoint lokuqala.
And that was, he was continually offering sacrifices, in other words, to purify and sanctify his children. The Bible says he did that every time.
Ukuthi uJobe lona njalo wayenikela ngeminikelo, ngemhlatshelo, ukuze angcwelise iingane zakhe. Lithi iBhayibheli ubekwenza lokho njalo.
And when he did it for his children, he did it for himself first.
Kumebe kwenzela iingane zakhe ubezenzele yena kuqala.
And that's what a real man does.
Indoda yangempela yenza njalo.
He can't expect his children to do things when he himself doesn't do it.
Akalindeli ukuba iingane zakhe zenze izinto yena qobo lwakhe ahluleke ukuzenza.
And that's why I felt, that's why the Lord said, because of his offering up, purifying himself. That's why the Lord said, there's no man as blameless, No man is upright as Job.
Because
it's in that you purify and sanctify, that you shun evil, and that you start hating evil. The third point. We see how Job loved and cared for his children. He knew the heart of man. He knew that what man is up to. But you know what? He knew that the only way out was that a person purifies himself.
And
last on my list would have been his wealth. And you know, that was, so for my, as I see it, the most dangerous part of any person's life. And when we look at all this, we see how God, although he called him what he was, Job, but God went even deeper.
And
you know what? Sometimes in life we think, well, why like this and why did this happen? No. God is there to go even deeper in your life than you ever thought. Job had to admit, you know what? I sat in the service. I heard of the Lord. I did exactly what he told me to do. And people agree that how so-and-so is an example. But Job had to come to a point where he himself said, but God, what I went through, what I experienced, opened my eyes to who you really are. And that is what God wants to do to our lives.
Job was a friend of the Lord, and he said, I am a friend of the Lord, I am a friend of the Lord.
The devil wanted to trip him up. The devil wanted to destroy him. But you know what? God took that very same thing and turned it around so that it became a blessing which you can't fathom, which we cannot ever know what it really meant. And that teaches us and must remind us at all times. What God brings across your way, accept it in a humble heart, and it'll turn out totally opposite of what the devil imagined would happen.
But
you see, a person that offers sacrifices in our language, which we would say today, he who purifies and he who sanctifies himself. It's a humble experience. And that is where God wants us to be.
umuntu oletha lemnikelo ngolimi lwethu esingathi oyihlambululayo ayihlanze lo muntu lowo uhlangana nokukhulu futhi uNkulunkulu sifuna silapho.
And that's why I think, when I read us, that's why this man was blameless. He was upright. Because in his heart, in his inner heart, he wanted to serve God. And when something came, he made it right.
Kukubona kwami, ingakho lo muntu wayenje, wayeqotho ngalendlela. Ngoba ingaphakathi lakhe, wezimisela ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu. Uma kukhona okuqhamukayo, ayihlanze kukho.
And that was maybe God allowed him to be taken away everything he had. Though it is hard or rare, it is not impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Riches and wealth can be a great, great stumbling block in a person's life.
Umcebo kungaba yinto engaba isikhubekiso nesiphazamiso esikhulu empilweni yomuntu.
That's why maybe God allows us to be what we are, and we have to be thankful. Don't always yearn, don't always reach out to what you haven't got, but once be satisfied, because when you read here, people, it's a dangerous thing to have things and you can do what you want.
Mhlawumbe ingakho uNkulunkulu esibeke sibe la sikhona. Musa kuloko ufuna ukuthola okulekude, lokhu lulela isandla ukuthi ube nokunye, ngoba sihlobo kungaba yinto elikhuni kakhulu njengoba sifunda la.
Bunyan said.
UBunyan, uJohn Bunyan wathi,
gold and gospel seldom go together.
Uthi igolide kanye nevangeli, lezi zinto ezimbili akujwayelekile ukuthi zihambisane ndawonye.
Religion, listen, he says, religion sides with poverty.
Uthi inkolo kaningi ihambisana nobumpofu.
Wealth must never master you. You've got to master it.
Akumele nakanye ingcebo ikubuse, wena umele ukuyibuka.
And how Reverend Stegen has taught us, he never had things and kept things for himself.
Njengoba ubaba umfundisi uStegen asifundisa, sibonile akaze agcine izinto afuna ukuthi
ngokwakhe. He was always prepared to help and reach out to the next person.
Njalo umuntu olindele olangazela ukuthi asize omunye umuntu.
Whoa, if we hold on to that which doesn't belong to us. So God smote Job. You hear that? God smote Job that he might raise him above his fellow men. He was the greatest man in the East.
But
God said, I want you to be the greatest for me. And now you understand why I maybe say his sacrificing, his offering up to purify, to sanctify himself, that was the key to his life.
Lemnikelo yakho kuyinikela kwakho ukuze ahlanjululwe ahlanzwe ikhono kwakukhiye ekuphumeleleni kwakhe.
And so Christ came to die for us, to save us from our sin. Why not? Shouldn't we accept it with all our open arms? Accept it, because through him and with him we can become blameless and upright.
UKristu weza ukuba sihlanze ezonweni zethu. Kumele sikwamukele lokho ngoba ngayo uKristu singakwazi ukuba abantu abaqotho.
You understand? You understand, you who say no confession, this and that about it? You haven't found, you don't understand what it's about. Job understood it, and that's why the Bible talks of him like this.
Uyaqonda yini? Usuyabona yini wena? Osolayo cha ukuvuma izono kuyilokhu nalokhu ya kodwa uJobe waqonda ingakho impilo yakhe yabanje.
And that's why the Bible says he rose up early. He didn't waste time. He was up early and he called his children. You know, he didn't leave them. He says, you come. Let's do this because I don't know what's in your heart. Just that you stood up early. You understand? It's got a spiritual significance. He was early. He was about it the first thing in the day.
Now,
you know what? And I looked at also this point in this way. Because it says here in the Amplified, maybe my sons have sinned and cursed. Cursing. We say a cursing. How terrible if a person curses. But you know what? Sin. Sin has the same effect. You see how evil sin is? That you could say you curse God because of your sin?
You hear
what it means? You see the significance of it? Job understood. He understood if my children sin, it is as if they're cursing God.
Because
the Bible says disobedience is the same sin as witchcraft. You see the evilness, how God looks at it? We all despise, we all say it's dark, it's evil, witchcraft. But we don't take it as serious as our disobedience.
And
then we say, and I'd like to say and add this. Oh, people say, and it's so easy to talk, friends. It's so easy to talk and talk about something you don't know. These days, somebody's made a comment. And I said to myself, no, let me follow it up.
And I
asked people, and I said, but it's not the truth, that comment. You see how we can twist things? And it happens so quickly. Because people would say, and there are people that have said, let's be honest, that, oh, there are people at the mission that practice witchcraft. They bewitch others. Have you ever gone and asked those people? But I said to myself, no wonder they are bewitched because of their disobedience to what God taught them from the very beginning. And if you are disobedient, let me tell you something. That's Reverend Segan always said over and over again.
What
you see in others, that is exactly what you are. When you say others bewitch others, it's you are bewitched. You are bewitching others with your lies. Job knew in his heart what his children can be up to. He never excused the children. He never sided with them. But he knew as a father, I have to do something about it. You know what? It's when children and any human being, when he's happy, when he's feasting, when everything is going well, that's often the greatest danger.
In
Job knew what maybe goes through the hearts and minds of his children, especially the minds of his children, where he says, maybe they have said to themselves in their hearts, maybe they disown God. Maybe they had thoughts against their parents, against God. You know what it's like. You know, but you allow your children. You just trust your children. That's why he made it his thing in life. The first thing, let me watch my children. You know, you've heard it in the past. You know for yourself. Oh no, you can't tell your children to go to a counselor. You can't tell your children to confess sin. You know, when we were young, from our home, we didn't want to come to this place. But you know, I remember Miss Lydia Duba coming one day, and he came and she visited us. And then my father said, but you know what? The children must decide on their own if they want to come.
I said to Baba, ingane zethu azikhethele zona uma ukuthi ziyafuna ukuya.
And here was a person who feared God, and she said, if the house is burning, wouldn't you tell the children and warn them to escape the fiery death?
Kodwa lo muntu omesabayo uNkulunkulu wathi uma ngabe lendlu ibisha ubungeke iningane uyixwayisa ukuthi azibaleke zibalekele umlilo.
God gave no choice.
Kulunkulu akuyena umuntu onika abantu ukuthi abakhethe.
In other words, you either do it or you lose it.
Ngamanye amazwi, ukhetha ukwenza noma kuyakulahlekela.
But we say, oh no, you know what? The children, it would be wonderful if the children come out of their own and you know this and that. But Job had a different attitude.
You know
what? In these days, I learned something new. And I experienced it myself. When parents, it's so easy. Go there. Go to that person. They must help you. It's their responsibility. And the parent stays back. And the parent holds back. And thinks, well, I've done what? You haven't done a thing.
It's
like you send your children to school and the school must panel beat your children right. Where on earth do you get that? These days I experienced where parents said, so far, no further, our child. And you know what? God could start working. When the parent pulled a line and said, that's it, so far, no more. You know what? It was as if God was waiting for that. He was waiting for that to be able to work in the child's life. Forget what other parents are doing right and wrong.
Look at
your own children.
Look at
your own life and your own children. See where they stand.
And
before the day starts, you can also say early in the child's life, people, help them, show them the way. When you put your foot down, God will put his foot down.
We heard it
these days about Eli.
He didn't
take steps.
Even
when he was warned,
he
left it.
He
left his children like
that.
And not that the children only died, he lost his life because of that.
The
Bible says it clearly, draw nigh to me, says the Lord. And that's with your children also. Draw nigh to him. With that child which is such a problem. With that child you don't know what to do. You get up. You the parent. You know what you should do. Then do it. And you'll see how God will intervene, and many a time.
IBhayibheli lithi sondela kimi nangaleyo ngane yakho sondela kuNkulunkulu wena owaziyo thatha isinyathelo uzobona uNkulunkulu uzosebenza.
And you understand now why our Lord in heaven, when Satan came, he could say, have you seen that and that person?
Siyaqondene uthi kungani lapho uNkulunkulu esezulwini lapho kuza uSathane uthi usumbonile yini umpholile yini usibani bani.
And it's interesting. You know, we would think, but how is it possible? But Satan wormed himself in because he came from there.
Kwinto mangazayo singabuza uthi kwenzakala kanjani kodwa uSathane uthola esekhona lapho.
But the Bible says in Revelations 12, one day he will be bound and thrown out
forever. We
don't understand and see everything, and we don't have to either.
But here
we are open to the reality of things, of the spiritual battle we are busy with. Can God in heaven stand up and point in you and me? Can he do that and say, Satan, have you seen that person? Have you seen that person? Have you seen their lives? Not because you are better. No. Let me say this. Because the way you've accepted Christ and allowed Christ to work in your
life.
And if the devil could do that and come into heaven in such a way, how can he not enter and whisper evil things in your
thoughts? That's
why we have to be so careful. We have to be so on our guard. Because it can be in that split second that he comes and whispers things. And because you're not careful, you left drop your guard. You accept those
thoughts. And
many people have a problem with it. But how? Friends, we must understand that he will try whatever he can, and many, many, many times he starts in our thought life.
Abantu abaningi abaningi ngalokho ukuthi ungenza kanjani kodwa uSatan uyozama ngamandla akhe onke nawo kaningi uzoqala emcabangweni yethu.
And that's where many a problem start with your thoughts. You relax. Your thoughts trouble you. You're inclined to evil. And it starts here.
Kaningi inkinga iqala lapha emcabangweni bese uyahlala uvumela ukubi.
You see somebody doing something. And immediately in your thoughts, you make your own conclusions why that person has done it and how wrong that person is.
And
the Bible has taught us to watch and pray.
And
for me, it was just like if he can get up to heaven, he can get up to thoughts. And people, we have to sanctify and purify all the time that the devil gets no foothold.
And
if the heart is inclined to something wrong, if our hearts are inclined to look at pornography and our thoughts trip it off, these things work
together.
Suddenly our thought life is let loose, and that triggers the evil to be done.
But here,
Satan, the accuser, came before God.
And it's
interesting that Satan couldn't accuse Job of any wrong.
And
that's what our life must be like.
If our
life is hidden in Christ and we come to him, Satan can't accuse us of it.
You
understand why it's so important that a person offers those sacrifices, brings those confessions, that the devil will find no place, no foothold in our
life. And
so Satan intended to destroy Job. Because of his life. And wherever God is at work, the devil will be let loose to destroy.
But
it was as if God had confidence in Job.
No
wonder he singled him out.
The Lord
said to Peter, "Peter, I've prayed for you, because the devil has come and he wants to sift you as disciples." We don't understand all these things maybe at times, because the Lord, is he able to trust? Has he got that confidence in you? That Satan, all right, do it. Think of it. You've got children. When you think and you are confident my child won't do things which are wrong, you hear that, young people. You know, parents do have a trust in you that you won't do things that you shouldn't do. And our Heavenly Father trusts us also that we won't fall and do things that we shouldn't do.
And
the devil knew, I'll attack Peter where I can hit him the hardest.
Satan wayazi ukuthi uPetru ngiyomhlasela la ngizomshaya khona kuzwele.
But the Lord knew. He knew the outcome of it.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu bazi ukuthi imphumela kuyoba yini.
But one of them, because he lived in sin, because he held on to sin, he lost the battle.
Kodwa ngenxa ukuthi wabasesonweni, waphile esonweni, omunye wabo walahlekelwa yilempi.
Jude loved money.
Judas ubethandi
imali. You would have understood when he had the wealth of maybe Job, but just because of a few silver coins, a few. You see what money does? You say, I haven't denied my Lord because of riches. But if you think about it, think about your business. What haven't you done? What extent haven't you gone into? And you say, if you maybe think about it, maybe you lost your faith or the truth which God has shown you. And God said, then go, but you can only go this far. And you know what? The devil attacked his children first. That's the first thing he did. You hear that, children? If the devil can't get your parents, he goes for you, knowing that when he touches you, he touches the parents. You hear that? You hear that, young people? You've got a responsibility more than what you ever think. So the first thing the devil does, he goes for the children. And imagine, he lost everything in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You can imagine that? You know what he must have felt, the heart sore? And we find that in the wife, the way she reacted later, because of what she felt. And for me, it's a point. As a family people, we need God all the time. We need him to protect us, to be a wall around us all the time, and that we don't take it lightly.
And
the devil couldn't get it right, although Job lost everything. But you know what? We see that that thing wasn't the first thing in his life, his wealth. Although he lost everything, whichever he did, he never said, God has given up on me. No, because he didn't hold on to that. And we know how the devil a second time came to the Lord. And then how he hit Job with sores.
Apa semshaya uJobe ngamathumbu.
And then the colors of his wife came to the front, to the fore.
Apa sebenzeka lokho ke yavela imbali umkaJobe ukuthi unhlobuni.
When God starts putting pressure upon pressure upon pressure in your life, and it deals with your life, then your real colors will come to
the fore.
And then we understand that she wasn't the wife that she should have been.
His
wife didn't even stand with him in this situation. You hear that, wives? You understand that, wives? You always know better. You always got the last word. But you are not a real helpmeet. She should have been the one that should have stood with him and stood by him and prayed for him, encouraged him. But no, she says, curse God. What is God to you? Look at what has happened to you.
And
that you wonder sometimes, I thought God created us to be one. But not in wrong, not in evil. But when something happens, when God puts on one thing after the other, and maybe you can't take it anymore, that you act like Job's wife.
Unkulunkulu besidalela ukuba sibe munye, kodwa awuthi sihlangane kokubi, kodwa kokuhle, kodwa kuyabonakala ukuthi kaningi uma sekwenzeka izinto, kulandela ubunzima, Nkosikazi enze njengomkaJobe.
Think of it. The person that should stand with you, that person that should help you, thinks you're too hard, thinks it's not right. And you're not one. You're not one in the way God has created you. And you end, we don't know what happened to his wife. There's not much spoken about her. Just think of it.
Ucabanga ukuthi lo muntu ebekumele ukuthi nobambisana naye nibe munye naye nje okudalwa kaNkuluNkulu kodwa kube uyena okhombathi hayi ungathi usuyeqisi ngathi usulukhuni kakhulu cabanga indaba yomkaJobe asazi nokuthi waphele lapha akukhulunywe ukuthi okuningi ngaye.
And poor Job had to sit and dust and ashes, and he had to scrape the sores because they were so sore. But we don't hear his wife helping him.
But
when things go wrong, then you become like an Ananias and Sapphira. Suddenly, when things are not, then you stand together. Then you are one. But when God deals and God works, where are you?
Senfana no Anania no Safira nimunyeke lapho kodwa uMunkulu onke seNkulunkulu esebenza ulaphiki.
When God is at work, where are you? What are you doing? Are you with your children, even turning against your own very husband because the way he does things?
Lapho uNkulunkulu esebenza ngamandla ukuphi wena Nkosikazi umi kanye neingane.
And think, Job's friends come. What kind of friends were they? But you know what? In a person's life, often the most dangerous things are what people whisper into your own ears.
Kodwa kaningi empilweni yomuntu okuyikhona ukuba ingozi kakhulu yilezinto abantu abayinginyeza
endlebeni. And his friends, instead of helping him
and
showing him the right way,
they
actually darkened his counsel.
In chapter 42,
verse 1, Then Job said to the Lord, I know that you can do all things, and that no thought or purpose of yours can be restrained or thwarted.
Job wayesempendula uJehova wathi ngiyazi ukuthi ungenza konke alinakuvinjwa icebo lakho.
Verse 3. Listen what God says. And you said to me, who is this that darkens and obscures counsel by words without knowledge? Therefore I now see I've rashly uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know.
Vesilesithathu silalelisise kahle. Kubani ositheze izluleko engenakwazi na? Ngikhulumile lokho ngingakuqondanga. Izimangaliso ezinkulu kunami ebengingazazi.
You see, Job suddenly saw, hey, you know what? I spoke things, I said things, but I didn't understand.
Job ekhona lapho waqonda wathi ngikhulume izinto kodwa bengingaqondi.
But friends, you understand why it is so important to have somebody to help you, to guide you, and I'm not ashamed to say it, to stand by you, to help you in these difficult times.
Uyabona sihlobo uthi kubaleka ngakanani uthi ube nomuntu ozokhombisa indlela akusize akusekele kulezi zikhathi ezinzima.
People, I don't think we must take it lightly. God has given us each other to help each other. And you know what? Maybe it's not so easy to always accept something what somebody says, but if you bow, you know there's a blessing. But the Bible says, where two or three are together in my name, I will be there.
Sihlobo uNkulunkulu usinikezile omunye nomunye ukuthi singasizana sisekelane. Yebo kaningi akulula ukuthi wamukele into ekhulunywa ngomunye umuntu. Kodwa mawuzothoba ulalele nibe munye nalowo muntu uNkulunkulu lapho bekhona bebabili ngiyoba nabo.
And here God asks him and says, Job, who has darkened and obscured your counsel? Who has spoken these things which are not true of what I'm doing?
LaNkulunkulu uthi Jobe ubani okudukisile okweluleka kabi na? Ubani okhuluma lezi zinto engingazazi mina?
And that's why I had to think. It is dangerous to be a counselor. It is a dangerous thing because who says you are saying the right thing? Because you do it on your own. You don't go and ask for advice. You counsel, you do, you give your own opinions, you give your own ideas, and you don't go and ask and say, you think I should say this? Do you think I should help this person like this?
Ingakho ngithe kuyingozi ukuba umeluleki ngoba ukhuluma nomuntu umvezelo kwakho indlela ocabanga ngayo awuyi nawe uyotholise luleki ukuthi kumele yini ngikhulume ngale ndlela.
Job's friends didn't understand.
Abangani bakaJobe bangaqondi.
Job, you are wrong.
But Job is wrong.
And you read through it, there a lot was said.
Boyifundo uyathola bakhuluma okuningi.
And you know, I said to myself, I understand now. I understand. If in your heart you've got you're not one with the children of God, and you're not one with this person or that person or what God is doing, how on earth can you give your own opinion? Your counsel will be darkened. It will lead people astray.
Kathi ngiyaqonda uma uziphilela nje wedwa ungekho munye nabantwana baNkulunkulu ungakhipha kanjani iseluleko izona sona iseluleko sakho siyobadukisa abantu.
If you hide sin in your heart, if you keep evil, how on earth can you enlighten others? It's impossible.
Uma ngabe wena ugcina isono ngaphakathi enhlizweni yakho, ugcina ubumnyama, ungakwazi kanjani ukukhanyisela abanye? Into engenakwenzeka.
Who is this that darkens and obscures counsel by words without knowledge?
Ubani ositheza iziluleko engenakwazi na?
Without the knowledge of the true God and the way he works.
Engenalo ulwazi lukaNkulunkulu. Oh, yena yena nendlela asebenza ngayo.
If you are not one and are able to ask advice and direction, you will do things wrong because you're on your own.
Uma ungakwazi futhi ungabambisene nabanye uziphilela wedwa
Friends, there is no blessing, may I say it in these words, as great as being one with children of God, being able to share, help and advise each other.
And
so, ask yourself. You've heard things. You were told things. You've experienced things. Told by people who should know better. But it was darkness. It wasn't the right truth. And today you find yourself where? Look at the fruit. Fruit don't happen overnight. I'm a farmer. You can plant a tree. You wait often 3, 4, 5 years before they fruit. But there is such a thing that there can be fruit with some much quicker. But why is it that the fruit of this counsel that you were given has led you in the right direction you've gone? Don't you see? Don't you recognize? After the Lord had spoken the previous words to Job, and the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "My wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the things which is right, as my servant Job has."
Kwathi lapho uJehova sekhulumile lawo mazwi kuJobe, uJehova wathi kuElifazi umThemani, intukuthelo yami iyavuthela wena nabangani bakho ababili ngokuba nikhulumanga okulungileyo ngami ngenceku yami uJobe.
Counselors, people that want always to help others, but you don't understand how dangerous it is if you're not on that place where God wants you. Especially if there are things that you hide which are wrong in your life. And God said to the three friends of Job, "My wrath is kindled against you of what you spoke to me about your servant."
You
see, they thought Job is wrong. They were convinced Job is not right. That's why they were helping him. And it is interesting, it was 3-1. And God said, "What you have said about me, about what my servant Job was saying, was not right." And friends, let's be honest. Let's be honest. You've often spoken, you've often thought that God's servant, what God's servant is doing doesn't seem to be right. What God is doing through his servant, you've been criticizing. In your heart, you have, in your mind, you have. Be honest. You know what's been going around the criticism? And God's servant carries the brunt because they don't understand. Instead of keeping quiet and inquiring of the Lord, you give your own opinion. You give your own judgments, which are not from God.
esikhundleni sokuthuthule ube phambi kwenkosi kodwa uyayikhulumela ubeka imbono yakho engalungile phambi kwaNkulunkulu.
But because you are respected, because you are known, it's believed what you say, but you see the danger. Have you seen the danger it brings?
Kodwa nxa ukuthi phelweni uyahlonishwa abantu bayakulalela lokho kodwa uyayibona yini ingozi okuyilethayo na?
And it's so easy in everything that you give your own opinion. You just shoot back. That's your own opinion. That's your own ideas. And who says it's not darkened counsel that you've given?
Kodwa kulula kwinto nento wena uyashesha nje uveza wakho umbono usho lokhu ubani ongashonga ukuthi lokho kuvezayo kuyiseluleko esitheziwe na?
Because you're not one with what how God has worked, and you're not one with the way things have gone, and you've been criticizing it. No wonder your counsel has been darkened.
Kobona ukho munye nangendlela uNkulunkulu asebenza ngayo. Akumangazi ukuthi iseluleko sakho sisithezini.
Now God does something very interesting.
uNkulunkulu wenza into eyisimanga.
Against the very person I would say they criticized Job and tried to help him aright. Now God says to that very person, you go and let him pray for you.
uNkulunkulu wenza kuyisimanga ukwenza ngalo muntu lo abangani bakhe uJob bemgxeka bemsola bethe kahambisi kahle uthambani niye kuyeke kube uyena ozonikhulekela.
Imagine it.
Awuyicabanga.
That person that you've been criticizing and you've been finding fault, which is a child of God, which God has used. God says now to you, it's how, my own words, you go to that very person, speak to that person, and if that person is happy and prays for you, I'll hear that prayer.
uNkulunkulu ukhomba kulo muntu obumgxeka umsolo uthi akahambi kahle. uNkulunkulu uthamba kuyenake mangikubeka ngamazwi ami uthamba uye kulo muntu khulume naye uma yena jabula ekuzwa kahle nami ngiyojabula.
You've heard so much about that person.
Sesizwe kuningi ngalo.
A lot has been criticized about that person.
Lo muntu sesisoliwe kaningi.
And a lot have been hit. Many people have hit that person.
Abantu abaningi sebegadlile kulo muntu.
And I talk it straight.
Ngokukhuluma uqondile.
You take Miss Lydia Dube. How many people haven't criticized her? How many people haven't shot her down? Have you ever had the courage to go and ask? Just to ask, sit and speak.
Masithatha nje ngiqondise sithatha nje abantu omkhulu bangakanani abantu abakhulumile begxeka besola bekhuma bakuthandayo usukwasithatha isinyathelo sokuthi uyohlala phansi ubuze.
And maybe God says to you, you go to that person. That person, let her pray for you. I'm just saying my own words. Let that person pray for you and I will hear that prayer. Trust me, I don't know, that may be the wrong word. But I know what it is. I have experienced it.
uNkulunkulu uthi kuhamba kuye kuye lo muntu. Hamba kube uyena lo muntu ozokukhulekela.
I experienced what prayer does through people. I know what it means. And how many times haven't you over your lips? You don't know anything. You weren't even there. You listen to others, and because of others, what they've said, you've separated yourself from the truth.
Kiyakwazi kaningi sengihlangabezane nakho ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenzisa kangakanani umthandazo umuntu ekhuleka. Wena mhlawumbe ungekho nokuba khona wanothi bekwenzakalani. Ulalela abantu ngalokho usuyayihlukanisa neqiniso.
But Job was busy with one thing, him and the Lord. And he said, Lord, you know, I've heard of you. I thought I know. I thought I understood. But I haven't. But you've opened my eyes. May God open your eyes. May He open your eyes and my eyes.
Kodwa uJob yena ube busy noNkulunkulu. Uthi ha uNkulunkulu bengithi ngiyaqonda kodwa ngiqondi. Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasivula amehlo ethu.
Just think of it. Job was humble enough to admit, I've heard, and maybe you've heard things. You've heard things left, right, and center. Have you ever asked God to open your eyes? And one way he can open your eyes, go speak to that person.
Ujob uthi bese ngizwe okuningi wakuvuma lokho usukwakuvuma yini wena ukuthi kungakanani osukuzwile hamba uye kuloya muntu ukhulume naye.
By God's grace, maybe he will open your eyes. But don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted that he will do it.
Hlambe ngomusa uNkulunkulu yokuvula amehlo kodwa ungakuthathi kalulu ukuthi kuyozenzakalela nje.
And then Job, God blessed Job again.
Kulunkulu wambusisa uJob futhi.
And the Bible says, in all their land, there were no women so fair as the daughters of Job. Verse 15.
Kuthiwa ezweni lonke akufunyanwanga
besifazane abasa njengamadodana kaJob. There weren't daughters as beautiful as the ones of Job. Now you think of physical beauty. Which so easily leads people astray. But you know what? I think God was telling us here there were no children as those of Job. Their beauty because of what they experienced through their father.
Kodwa mina ngibona uNkulunkulu besivezela ukuthi azikho izingane bezizinhle ngaphakathi nangezenzo njengalezi izingane zikaJob.
Think of it. We so easily give up.
Hawucabange kaningi thina siphela manje.
So easily we think this is the end.
Kaningi sicabanga ukuthi hayi sekuphelile.
It's impossible. But you know what? That is where God starts. Maybe you look at it with physical eyes. But maybe God has given you so many more spiritual children that you can't maybe even count. And children that are fair, none like them. And so it teaches us, God always, always, always wants the best and seeks the best for us. But we have to go through these things. We have to experience these difficulties and hardships. They're the ones that are our best teachers. Don't kick against and don't bite that hand that wants to help you. So I'd like to end this sermon like this. The way I started. Now listen. The key to personal revival. And this thing was written by Finney. Some people that give their children their name of Finney, but they don't do what he says. They don't take his advice. But you give your very child that name. He says the key, and I said in the beginning, maybe the key of Job was that he was prepared to sanctify and purify himself.
And so,
when the winds and the difficulties come, that tree should never be uprooted. And this man of God said this. A revival of religion may be expected when Christians confess their sins one to another.
Imvuselelo yenkolo ingalindeleka lapho amaKristu eqale vuma izono omunye komunye.
Job brought sacrifices for himself and his children. In other words, he sanctified them. He brought to light the evil deeds. And on every birthday, he would do it. Not for one, every child when he had a birthday, he would do it. He would repeat. He would do it over and over. At times, we confess in a general manner. As if we are half earnest. Sometimes we confess with the most eloquent words, the most beautiful clothing. But that does not mean anything. But by the Spirit's power, there's a breaking down and pouring out of the heart. In confession of sin. You hear that?
It's
a massive difference. And if a person is prepared to do that, not the half-hearted, not because I must, but because God's Spirit overrules it.
And
Finney says, the floodgates of revival will burst in. Just think of it. Think of it. Job, we say, he's brought sacrifice. He sanctified his children. He purified them. Because of that, people. Because of that. Things changed. And he became a different man, the greatest man in the East. Christ has done everything for us. He says it's complete. Es ist vollbracht.
Christus senzela konke. Wathi kuphelele.
We have to come to him.
Simele ukuba size.
Why do we do it with half a heart?
Ngani ukuba sikwenze enhliziyo engaphelele?
Why do we clothe it with eloquent words?
Ngani ukuba sifuna ukumboza amagama amahle?
Confession of sin must not be general.
Ukuvunywa kwezono akumele kube into sikhuluma nje singaqondisi.
Think of that man, how many years hasn't he said that ago? He says it must not be general. He says it must be specific. Deal with your own evil heart. Deal with it. And you'll become blameless through Christ. And friends, Job must have grasped that. He must have known. If I bring and sanctify myself before the holy God, God will accept that holy smoke, that holy burnt offering was acceptable God and made God happy. Do you understand? Come with it. Maybe you're struggling the way you're struggling simply because you don't bring it as it is. You don't see yourself as you should see yourself. Think of it. Just grasp it. Many people today say, it's confession of sins. No, that's not for us. That's not the right way to go. We must just go into our rooms. But Finney, and if you read this word, the text this morning, these men understood. They understood. If I come to Christ and I confess my sin, what can happen?
Abantu abaningi bathi hayi indawo yovunya kwezono angeke sikwenza leyo ndlela ngona ngiyele endlini ngiyivalele khona ngivume khona kodwa buka lamadoda bebenza into efanayo ubuke lokho benziwa uJob.
When last did you really confess your sin? When last was your heart broken?
Wagcina nini ukuthi uvume ngempela uvume inhliziyo yakho yaphukile?
May God be gracious to us. May God open our eyes that we understand that even children can understand. But you don't want to confess your sin and you keep quiet it for many years because you don't want it to come into the light. But if you would have done it and you do it, imagine the relief, the pain, the heartache which God takes through Christ whom he gave. Good. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, open our eyes. We think we know. We think we understand. But we wouldn't be what we are if our eyes would be opened to your working and to your talking. Be with us. May this word stay close to our hearts. So when the battle gets hot, and I've got to bow, I've got to do, I've got to be obedient, that I won't fail, but that by your grace, like Job, that our eyes will be opened and that you can use us to help others. Be with us. Bless this week and keep us beneath your everlasting arms. And we pray, even if we don't deserve it, that you will put a hedge around our lives.
Amen.
Amen.